you can do it. It's so much easier.
The reason I'm saying this is because that's how I get
now. I don't have to negotiate anything. I tell people, find them and send them back. And
good afternoon, Dale Engineering. So, Glenn.
Hey, is Dale in?
Who may I have to call him, please?
This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Thank you. Just a moment. Dale? Sam with the Bank of Cardiff? Bank of Cardiff. They called before. I'm familiar with the name.
Yellow.
Hey, is this Dale?
Yes.
Hey, Dale, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Never heard of it.
Okay, yeah, we're a private business bank. We actually had sent you guys a finance offer a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based on some financing you did a little while back through U.S. Bank. But either way, we had you pre-approved for some equipment financing and some working capital. Trying to follow up on it, see what sort of plans you guys had coming up we could help you out with.
Well, what did you approve this for and what interest rate?
Okay, well, it was two things, equipment financing and working capital. Were you looking more towards equipment or capital?
Equipment.
Equipment? You have any idea what type of equipment it was?
Yeah, it'd be a milling machine.
Oh, milling machine, okay. And, I mean, are you looking new or used?
New.
New milling machine, okay. Let me take a look. Okay, yeah, typically, you know, we're a little more traditional type of loan. It's 2 to 5 year terms, start in the mid-single digits, kind of go from there. Did you have a specific piece that you were looking at?
Yeah, but I'm going to have you talk to Justin, and he may have already got this stuff in place. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He's the new guy running this show here. I'm kind of like on the way out.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, sure.
Justin, everybody, what do you want to talk to you about? Everybody has their idea. This is Justin.
Hey, Justin. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good. So, yeah, I was just, you know, talking to Dale. He said you guys were probably looking into a new milling machine.
Uh-huh.
Like to try to see if we can get some financing in place for you guys. Where were you at in the process with it?
I've actually gone through a current bank already. They've already started the application and the approval process.
Sure. Okay. Have you heard anything back yet?
They said that I was approved. The last thing they wanted to see was my my building lease to make sure I'm actually here.
Oh, building lease. Okay. They haven't given you any sort of rates or anything like that for it?
Not yet, no.
Okay. You know, yeah, I'm following up on an offer that we had sent you guys a little while back. Had you pre-approved for some equipment financing. You know, like to throw our hat in the ring on that. We can get you an offer pretty quickly. Probably a little easier than who you're working with. But, you know, we have a beater match policy when it comes to a rate, too. So if you're looking for something, might be able to save you a little money.
Okay. Can you give me some information, or what do you need?
Yeah, what's a good email address for you?
It's Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N.
Okay.
At Dale, D-A-L-E, E-N-G, .com.
E-N-G, .com. Okay, now, you guys already have the specific piece picked out from a vendor?
Not exactly, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty much, well, I mean, I have a vendor I'm looking with, or looking for. Depending on what I'm approved for is kind of the issue.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I got you. Okay, so that's a pretty easy process. What I'll do is, you know, I'll email you the application. It's a one-page application. All we need is that with, we'll take a look at a couple months of the bank statements. And then if you have a ballpark estimate of how much it's going to cost, we can approve you on that amount.
Okay.
And then it usually takes us, you know, 24 hours to get an answer on the approval.
Okay.
Who have you applied with so far?
Intech.
Intech. Okay. What type of you know, paperwork requirements are they asking for?
The application, I think I gave them my tax ID number, my Social Security number, gave them the history of the company, gross sales. They wanted the lease, and that was it.
Huh. Okay. Are you guys at a new location or anything, or?
No, so here's the deal. I don't know how much Dale told you. Dale is retired.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. That you were kind of taking the reins for him.
Yeah, so I purchased the company, and it turns out talking to this other company, the way the lawyers did it is as far as like how the purchase went. We were told not for me to assume his like tax ID just to actually buy, instead of buying the corporation. So they had me form my own corporation.
Oh, okay.
And I purchased everything, the machines, intellectual property, everything. However, on credit applications, my tax ID is going to show I've been in business for 3 months.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's
I gotcha.
My current hurdle, because now they're going into my personal history credit. That so I have it almost shows I have like I'm a startup and I have
yeah.
no business history. Meanwhile, I bought a company that's been in business for 30 years.
Absolutely. No, that makes sense. I've come across this before.
Yeah. So they're trying to make it work. It sounds like what he told me is they're going to treat me as a startup company, which is going to kind of jack the rates up and ask for more down.
Hmm. Are they completely disregarding the,
the guy said he was trying, but, you know, I haven't got the final answer from him yet of what all that entails.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, like I said, I've come across it before, and it's not out of the picture to be able to go off of the original time in business,
yeah.
which, you know, obviously, and to be honest with you, that's a pretty big factor when you're trying to finance equipment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, be worth your while to at least give it a shot.
I'm open to it. I mean, I don't know how negatively that affects credit. You know, but these guys have already checked it. If you guys check it again, I mean, I don't know.
Sure. So, you know, what we do what's called a soft pull. We check the personal credit from just Experian. So just one of the credit reporting agencies, not all three. I'm not sure what their route of action was, but I know a lot of places will do a hard pull on all three. We just do it on the one. And you know, and typically for that reason, you don't want to shop around too much. But it is always in your interest, because if they're gonna stick you with a startup rate, you know, we might be able to do something a whole lot better for you.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll shoot you the application right now. I would just need the application with 6 months of current of the recent bank statements. And then from there.
That's the thing. I can't give you more than that I have.
Okay.
I took over in January.
January, okay. Okay, so you would have statements for, I guess, January till now?
Probably more like February, you know, by the time the bank got everything finalized.
Okay, you know, we might be able to work with that, do February, and then include, do February, March, April, and then we can do a month to date for May. I know a lot of times 4 months is the bare rock bottom minimum that we're able to do. So if we're able to, you know, squeeze 4 months in there,
yeah.
I mean, it's worthwhile. I mean,
sure.
Especially how much was the milling machine going to run you guys?
I kind of estimated about 85. It's probably going to be more like 79, but
okay.
That doesn't count, you know, my down payment, whatever I got to put down. That's just the total cost. I don't know how familiar you are. These things are heavy.
Oh yeah.
So usually the guys will kind of finance in the freight that has to go with them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that can vary too. I haven't even figured out that. That's probably a couple thousand. So.
Okay. Did you have an idea of what you wanted to do for a down payment, or even if you wanted to?
You know, they were talking about a minimum of 10, but I could probably do closer to 20 if push come to shove.
Was that the vendor or the financing that was saying
this
a minimum of 10?
This is a separate company than the vendor. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So my sales guy recommended this guy. He says, you know, talk to this financial guy.
Oh, sure. Their preferred lender from the sales side. Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, you know, we actually, you know, we offer 100% financing where down payment wouldn't be required if it's something that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's an option that we have on the table.
Okay.
How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
To be honest, I mean, again, all this kind of whirlwind, everything happened. I wasn't really even ready to buy the business yet. So I've got some student loans. I have some credit card debt. I have a mortgage, you know, that kind of stuff. I think the last time we checked my credit, it was like about 700, 690,
oh, okay.
More in that range.
Okay.
So
it's something we can work with.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, the company's making money. We've been in the black since day one. Dale's always had good business. It's just I don't have enough time. And I, quite honestly, I didn't plan on coming into a company and having to buy a machine the first year.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, a lot of these machines are 20, 30 years old, and they're just nickel and diming me to the point where I can't even keep up with business at this rate. So,
are you replacing something, or is it going to be kind of an expansion?
It's a little of both. Right now, I'm planning on bringing. I have the room. I'm going to bring it in. It's going to be my main workhorse, and then slowly, as these other machines kind of die, they're not. You know, I'll just get another machine and kind of.
Yeah. I got it. So, I get the picture.
We've got so much work. I've brought so much work in here, I can't keep up with it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you have any idea of what type of return you see, you know, on a monthly basis from one of those machines?
Right. No. I haven't even had time to think about that.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
And honestly, I started looking at used. That was my first kind of investigation into it. But then as I'm finding out, a good quality used machine is going to cost almost as much as a new one.
Yeah, it's not too far off. And
yeah.
And this way you get to avoid the headache that comes with getting something used.
That's kind of where I'm leaning, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Justin. Let me go ahead. I'll shoot you the email right now. Let's go ahead and, you know, do the application, take a look at the bank statements that we have, and, you know, see if we can't get you a better rate than what their lender that they recommended you to. I know a lot of the times when they, you know, take those recommended from the vendors, they try to get what they can out of it.
Yeah.
And we come across that a lot. We, you know, we come in right underneath on a regular basis.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, shoot me what you got, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay, cool. I'll send it over. You'll have all of my contact information in there. So if you have any questions on it, or when you're, you know, putting together the statements and you have questions, you can feel free. Give me a call. Shoot me an email. I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
All right. I'll send it over to you now. I mean, I'm assuming we're looking to move forward pretty quickly on this.
Yeah. So what's happening? So again, talking to the vendor of the machine, I had the option just to buy a new machine. It'll take 3 or 4 weeks for them to make it and send it up to me. They make them in L.A.
Okay.
The company is Haas. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh,
with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, they are offering they have a demo days coming up at the end of, I think it's the first of this month, or of June, or the end of this month, which is here in Sacramento, you know, 5 miles from me.
Uh-huh.
And they offer a huge discount on if you buy one of the machines from the demo.
Oh.
So it turns out with their discount on that, plus the almost no freight that I'd have to pay,
sure,
I can get a better machine for virtually the same price if I just bought one of their standard ones. So,
oh, okay.
I'm looking,
sounds like a good
know,
one.
End of the month, you know, about a month or so, roughly, is that timeline.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, you know, we can go ahead get the approval far beforehand, you know, and
okay,
let you know what you're working with.
Okay.
Hopefully, get something to place and take advantage of it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll send it over to you right now. Let's see. Today is Wednesday. I'll probably check back in with you if I don't hear from you first, probably Friday, just to see, you know, make
okay,
sure everything makes sense.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.